Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's post Blue Tsunami happy hour with
yes!
Frangela without the fucking
woo!
FCC.
Yeah.
Frangela's home.
Yes, we're home. Bitches, we're home.
Yeah. You know why? You know why, America? Because we can have nice things again because you fucking gave us a blue wave, blue tsunami. And look who washed in. Look who surfed in on the blue tsunami.
It's Frangela. I'm so happy and proud of everybody. Everybody, all your hard work. You went out there. You were like, bitches. We're going to take back this country.
I was in Chicago and it was cold and people were like shivering, but angry shivers.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck you, I am voting.
Yeah. Yes. You can see all the me voting in 16 and me voting in 18 memes.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the best.
Let me tell you something. If we didn't win significantly, the next day I was going to be naked and in full, body paint.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, who is that little black lady just screaming and running down the street?
Yeah.
I think that's the 2016 lady.
2016. Was making love, and then right at 2018 was just the angry fuck.
Yes,
that's right. Just you know what? I hate you.
Mm. Yes,
I hate you.
Now you're more like Lupita Nyong'o in Black Panther.
Yes.
You know what?
Absolutely.
I keep calling that movie Wakanda.
Call it Wakanda.
Well, we talked about thank you for taking Ruth Bader Ginsburg to Wakanda because she healed in record time, making jokes after breaking 3 ribs.
Exactly. It's that vibranium we have in Wakanda.
Right.
But
right.
I need to know who's around. How'd she break these 3 ribs? Why is why aren't there people throwing themselves under her?
She obviously slipped in a judge, a drunky McRapey's.
Judge called my beer.
Beer puke.
Totally.
Do you think?
Totally. Totally.
Judge Drinky McRalph's a lot.
Do you really do wonder what the rest, Clarence, I don't think Clarence thinks, but the other justices, even the conservative ones dealing with him kind of showing up being like, how'd you get here?
Yeah. I had to do a whole bunch of shit to get here. Yeah.
You just walk up and you're ignorant. If that's
if that's grope related, if that is Judge Rapey's groping, they broke those ribs, man.
See,
do you think he goosed Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
I wouldn't put past him. I wouldn't put past him. And she is. Let's just say it. RBG is cool. Yeah. She looked good too.
Yeah. Yeah.
She hold it down. Have you seen her workout? It's a lot harder than mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just saying. RBG looks fierce.
Yeah.
She's basically the judicial Beyonce.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
That's right. I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have the same combination of optimism and gastrointestinal distress before the on Tuesday?
I was terrified the day before. I finally got terrified.
Well, you know what? I was actually filled with peace and hope.
Oh, you did? Right,
the day before, because I was just like, you know what? It was one of those things where I literally saw everybody I knew was canvassing, was phone banking,
early voting.
Early voting, sexy liberal blue wave tour. I mean, everybody was out there doing what they could. It was one of those moments where I went, you know what? We have done our job.
Yeah.
We've all done our job. You know, people in big places and small places had tough conversations with people that they didn't have to have conversations with. People did their job.
Oprah knocked on doors.
Oprah
knocked on doors.
Oprah got corns on her toes.
She might have given cars out.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
legal, but
yeah, why not?
You do.
It could be a coincidence.
I'm not.
I just noticed I'm in here at your house, canvassing to get out the vote for Stacey. But I just noticed your car's a little run down at the same time. So I'm just his car.
Yeah,
the two are utterly unrelated. It's just something I noticed.
Yeah,
because you know we're nonviolent liberals. But I'm just saying, man, I did vote angry. I could hear the psycho music. We have like the Inca Dot out here.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, you guys, these are really rickety machines. You can't
take it.
We can't keep busting through. Oh, I know. When you get in my mind, I'm like, there will be no hanging nothing. No hanging Chad.
I will rip your fucking Chad off.
I mean, no fucking way. I took a picture I had to mail in because I was in Chicago for my mom's birthday. It's actually election day. And so we'd been there for the weekend and for her birthday. And I took a picture of my mail-in bio. I was like, let me take a picture of all of this.
Yeah.
So that I have it in case they try to come back and say something. Like, it's just that's where I was at. And I was so scared about it. And I do believe what's happened in Georgia especially is unconscionable, illegal, immoral, and we have to take care of it.
Yeah.
We can't just let that election go. Stacey Abrams is absolutely right. We need to, we may have to litigate that election. We did it with the presidency. Yeah.
That's right.
We did it with the presidency.
You know
so
why?
I don't want to hear that it's not okay.
You know why, Francis? Because I'm telling you. She's not going.
Let me tell you something. And
you.
Better
you.
For both of you when she's actually singing and you're just sort of on top of
you're
it.
You're going to love me. You're going to love me. You.
You're going to get whiplash. Your neck is so far back.
You're going to love me.
I think Stephanie does it. That's a good, what do you call that? Like a
vibrato?
You know what I haven't mentioned to you in a while? That I can't stand whining.
And no,
we know. We don't need another hero.
Why are you doing Fred Stanford?
Stanford.
That is my Tina Turner impression, which is totally different than my Jennifer Holliday. Okay. This wave was female, though, wasn't it?
It was. Yes. Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Yeah, we're like a nation of Lorena Bobbitts.
Yes.
Don't let nobody tell you you can't do something.
Yes. Women,
because you can.
Let me tell you something. This is what is the most beautiful thing about it.
Yeah.
Is that Hillary Clinton, who won the election 2 years ago, was the glass ceiling was cracked. Women shattered it.
Yep.
And here's the
thing. That pussyhead jokes aren't so funny now, are they?
No, they're not. They're not. And what's beautiful about that is that I hope that wherever she is right now, that she is receiving all of that, because that is because of her.
Yeah. It is. It is. It is the fact that the most qualified candidate in our history got rat fucked out of the presidency that she rightfully won.
Exactly.
And the misogyny that she was shown, not just by Trump, but by everybody in the media.
There's a lot of people who I hope they have turned around and been like, yeah, it was wrong for me to suggest that it wasn't misogyny.
Yeah.
You know? It was.
Yeah.
But what we're going to get actually is even what she provided was even greater, because all throughout our legal system, our government, we're going to have women.
Yeah.
We're going to have women creating a better government. And I'm going to say it, as my husband has said, it's time for women to run this shit.
Yeah,
it's time.
And you know what?
We need something different in this country.
You know what we said as
progressive
women. We said
women.
Really? You don't like the most qualified? moderate kick-ass woman that you've ever seen. Well, you know what? Now what you're going to get? Now you're going to get a Native American lesbian kickboxer. Yeah, yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah, yeah,
and she's like 20-something.
Yes.
I believe your party is bankrupt and dying, moribund, if you will, when a dead pimp wins.
Yes.
When a dead pimp wins.
Yeah.
We've all lost.
Who has handled this with more grace than Trump?
Who's actually been a far more professional and presidential, even in his death, especially.
Yes.
That's like a knock knock joke, right?
Right.
Like Ron Jeremy, Grover Norquist, and
It's the craziest thing.
Went in a room and found a dead pimp, and
he won,
and then he won.
And then, but this is all of the, part of what this election also has brought to light are all the various pieces of legislation and how voting works in this country that we have to address.
Yeah.
Like the fact that that could even happen is crazy.
Yeah.
Like dying should invalidate you as a candidate.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I know I'm going to get all these texts.
Or being
from
indicted.
The dead.
Yeah. Like two Republicans that also won.
Thank you. I know that the dead are going to write us and be angry. But I believe that that should invalidate you. And the fact that the what happens now in that seat isn't another election.
It's like,
Republican Party gets to pick the replacement.
Yeah.
How is that democratic?
Right. Do you vote for the live crook or the dead pimp? I mean,
right.
These are your choices.
It's so
difficult. The child molester or the Nazi. So many choices.
It's a rainbow of hate.
Yeah.
A black and white rainbow of hate.
To wrap up, we've said many times, right, because of our friendship, listen to the black ladies.
Yes.
Don't you ever watch a goddamn scary movie?
Oh.
You dumb white bitches. It's always your fault.
Listen
79% didn't voted for Cruz in Texas.
Right.
White women.
Right.
Here's my thing about
what did they tell you? You in danger, girl. You in danger, America.
This is what kills me. Ask yourself, if this candidate was standing there next to any black woman and your baby had to go to one of them.
Yeah.
Whose hand you gonna put your baby in? Mm. Ted Cruz? I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
His own daughter cries when he tries to.
Somebody said, if they have to blur women's nipples out, why do they not have to blur Ted Cruz's face?
Yeah, that is a very solid observation.
Solid.
Because that is indecent.
Mm-hmm.
His face is indecent, and it is wrong for children to see it.
Frangela, final blue wave thoughts for Happy Hour.
That we are energized and not done, and especially with Mueller, that everybody get ready. I've already made a decision. We're going to Georgia if we have to.
Yeah.
If they do a recount,
I will be there.
Then we're going to go to Georgia. We're going to rent a van in a nearby state, because if we go to Georgia, they'll know that's what we're doing and they won't rent us a van.
Right.
So we're going to rent a van and we're going to go. I've already contacted the campaign.
Absolutely.
And said, we will come and we will drive people to those polls.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody keep fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, this was cathartic, wasn't it?
I missed the part with the booze, though.
I know it. We did this sober.
Drinking.
I haven't been sober hardly one day in the last 2 years.
That's
I'm saying.
Weird.
And sober.
And stay tuned, because now we've got coming up Emilio Estevez, Mark Hamill, and Leah Thompson on the Happy Hour podcast.
Yeah, baby.
Oh,
this is just the start.
Happy
We're just getting started.
Happy blue wave, bitches.
What?
Where we are, shine on.
Yeah. Come on, blue wave, blue tsunami, let's do this.
On the phone,
you know
what's excited?
Speaking of blue, the bluest eyes in the world.
I know.
The owner of the dreamiest, bluest eyes ever.
Ever.
Is this my surprise?
This is your surprise. Emilio Estevez is on the phone. Oh my God.
Good morning, Emilio. How are you?
Good morning, Steph. Good morning, Travis, Jody, Sean.
Good morning.
Happy Election Day.
Yay. One of my favorite moments was backstage with your dad. At Sexy Liberal Saturday, your dad, Martin Sheen, President Bartlett, and you had texted me from Mexico a very funny text, and I was reading it to him, and it was so cute, he was laughing, and I'm like, you raised a good boy. Look how smart and funny he is.
Well, you know, I was down in Texas. I wanted to see all those horrible refugees, all these brown people.
You survived
across
the caravan.
Yeah, hey, wow. You know what? There were no troops. People on both sides of the border were just as mellow and cool as ever.
Yeah.
And it was a great trip. You know, I was I've been on the road for the last 2 months.
Yeah.
And spending a lot of time out in Ohio, where I am not registered to vote. So and I'm also a resident there. So but I'm registered to vote here.
Okay.
So I had to drive across the country, make it back in time for Election Day. So. So here I am.
I have to say, Rob Reiner nailed your dad on how many times he's been arrested.
That's right. I think it's 68 times.
How many?
68.
Something. Yes, like that. Yeah, I had to give him Gloria Allred's card. He's obviously a troublemaker. but for activism, I mean, you guys have been, you know, such an active political family. Did you think you'd ever see anything like this? I mean, his whole campaign is fear-mongering about some fictional caravan that he's sending a fictional amount of troops to the border for.
Right.
I mean, it's so absurd, isn't it?
Well, it's I've never seen anything like it, frankly. And it's about othering. And it's, you know, this party can't accept the browning of America, which is happening whether they like it or not.
Yeah,
and I think it's we are an inclusive society, and those who fail to recognize that are going to be left in the dust.
Yeah,
frankly.
You know what gives me some pleasure is the amount they're going to freak out when they see how many Hispanics and women and blacks get elected tonight.
Well, and I'll tell you, going across Texas, and I drove across most of the state.
Yeah.
I saw more support and more placards in yards for Beto than I did Cruz.
Yeah.
So there is an energy for Beto O'Rourke that is that you feel, especially when you're in the state.
Yeah. Well, and they say that doesn't always translate, you know, crowd size posters. But you're right. It all comes down to today, Amelia. We have just got to turn out in record numbers. And we were even just talking about the early voting. It's great. But we don't know the exact breakdown, you know, so we can't, we can't get complacent. I mean, I think we all have. Do you have the same PTSD, like, mix of, you know, optimism and gastrointestinal distress that I do today?
I think that's something we're all suffering from. There's no doubt.
This will be the most pungent election.
It's an exciting time to be alive.
Yeah.
It's an exciting time to be part of the process.
Well, you know, we missed you so much Saturday night, because I have to say it was such a, you know, this panel with your dad and Rob Reiner and Ted Lieu and Adam Schiff and Margaret Cho and John Fugelsang. And at the end, it was really such a positive sort of hopeful thing to say, you know, as awful as he is and as this has been, I really do believe we are starting today giving way to a whole new wave of progressivism in this country, don't you think?
I agree, and I also think thank you to you and all the comedians. I think you guys have been leading the charge and showing that humor is such a part of it. I think that the Republican Party lacks any sense of humor.
Yeah. Well, it makes you feel not as afraid, I think, and as powerless if you can laugh. I mean, if you can laugh at them still, I think that's what they hate the most, almost.
Indeed.
Is that we're not defeated. We're not, sitting here crying. I mean, I think that, I don't know. I know it is. It's such a weird mix, right, of optimism and just complete terror today.
Terror. No, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Exactly. Emilio, thanks for surprising me and calling in. You're so handsome.
It's good to be back in L.A. You know, anybody who knows me knows that I drive. I rarely fly, but I love this country.
Yep.
And
yes, you do.
I love it enough to tell it when I disagree with it.
Yep.
And I think today's we're going to see a lot of people disagreeing with the current policies that are not working.
Blue wave, as blue as Emilio's eyes, please. Thank you.
Thank
love you, Emilio.
Bye.
See you
Happy
soon.
Happy election day. Bye.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Bye.
He's doing me. Yeah, yeah.
He knows my name.
58 minutes after the hour. Everybody calm down. It's only Mark Hamill. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. You know how hard it is to follow that score by John Williams? It's not easy.
Luke, I am your mother. Hello. Good morning.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
People are a little excited around here.
Well, that's good. It's good to be excited. It's good to be excited on election day.
Right? Blue wave day?
The good news is I feel very confident today.
Okay.
The Democrats. The bad news is I haven't felt this confidence since 2016.
Yes, exactly. As I've said, a weird mix of optimism and gastrointestinal distress.
Of course.
Yes.
Well, you know, I mean, Nate Silver was so accurate in the earlier elections that we were all stunned, of course.
Yeah.
My big thing on 2016, we had some neighbors and friends over for the returns. And my thing was just how early it would end.
Right.
You know, I had planned, well, after this, we're going to watch The Honeymooners. We're going to watch Laurel and Hardy. And, I mean, an hour and a half later, people were just stunned. And I think we still are in a state of shock over what's happened to this country.
Now, I know one thing that can make it better. I believe you were already doing the Joker voice for my screener, Tess. Yes?
Well, I was doing the Joker voice what now?
You were doing the Joker voice for our screener, were you, already?
Oh, yes. She asked me. Tess asked me, can you do the Joker voice?
You are the only thing that has made Trump tweets at all tolerable.
You know, that is so much fun for me, because what happened was I would read these tweets, and I haven't played the Joker since, what, the early 90s.
Right.
I recognize really good, demented dialogue, you know, that have no internal cohesion, that are just unhinged. I mean, come on, when you call overrated Meryl Streep, you go, really? The overrated Meryl Streep? How could I not? It was just, they begged to be interpreted by the Joker, but I haven't done it in a long time because, you know, they're fun, but they sort of make me slightly nauseous.
Yes, I don't blame you. Well, you know, so they had to, his ad was too racist for Fox News, which is saying a lot. This is the guy that got out and killed the cop, although George Bush is the one that let him go. Actually, Joe Arpaio. But that's the ad, like implying that he's someone in a caravan.
NBC ran that in the football game is beyond me, but I think they've seen the light and said, oh, we're not going to run that again. But
I have to play this for you. Maybe you can do this as the Joker, but this is his employing his patented Pee Wee Herman strategy. Here he is.
Well, a lot of things are offensive. Your questions are offensive a lot of times, so, you know.
Yes, a lot of things are offensive. You're offensive. You're causing the violence, not me. You know, you just think, it's like having a toddler in the house with a loaded gun. You get up every morning and look online and say, what has he done now? It's scary, but...
He's a drunken toddler, really. Toddler's gotten into the gun rack and to the liquor cabinet at the same time.
It's just... and he's still got Obama in his head with, everyone has to admit that my lines are much longer than his. Really? Okay. I mean,
he's so sad.
I went right online and looked up the facts, and let me see if I see it now. He has 55.4 million Twitter followers, and Obama has 104 million.
Oh, dear.
And according to 170 members of the American Political Science Association, Obama is rated number 8 of all U.S. presidents, and he, of course, is deathless. So there you are. And my hashtag was nice try, Tiny. I was going to do a Stormy Daniels joke, and I said, Mark, don't go there. I mean, stick with the facts. Don't get into that. But I know that must have galled him so deeply. That's why he, you know, came up with that wonderful nickname for her, Horse Face. I mean, seriously, I remember when we were watching the debates,
right?
And I said to my wife, did he just reference his genitalia in a debate? I mean, this is the thing. The outrage is so consistent that nothing sticks. We can't find this guy's kryptonite. I mean, I remember when the Hollywood Access tapes came out, I said, okay, it's over. I wrote it down. He's losing the evangelicals. There's no way he can win. And he keeps coming back like one of those... creatures in a horror film that you can't kill.
Yeah.
Well,
I said we need Ann Archer to shoot him in the bathtub. We just, you know what I mean? Not literally, everybody.
Here's an example. The 19-page expose in the New York Times about his tax fraud.
Right.
You know, the fact that, you know, everything about him is phony. The you know, I got a small $1 million loan that I paid back with interest. Well, no, in today's dollar, he got more than $400 million. I said, well, like any other politician would be decimated by this report. And yet, it's a two-day story, and we're on to something else. So that's the only scary thing. Nothing sticks to him, and we can't find his kryptonite.
Well, You know what I think? It's his name might be Mueller, is all I'm saying. His name might be
Mueller. And, of course, the rumor is, you know, he's politely waiting, unlike Comey, till after the election to issue his report. So
that's what I think. I am happy clappy, Mark. Here's what I think. Remember that horrible value jet that crashed in the Everglades in Florida many, many years ago? That value jet that crashed in the Everglades many years ago. I think that's going to be Trump's week. I think there's going to be a blue tsunami today. Right. And when he survives that, like some of the people in value jet survived the crash and then they were eaten by alligators.
Oh, God.
So I think Mueller is the alligator in this scenario. Like, he may survive the blue tsunami today. Yeah.
Well, who knows? I mean, the scary thing is when you're able to convince such a large section of the population that it's fake news.
Right.
I mean, who does that? Despots and dictators, you know, the Lügenpresse. Then anything that they come out with, he's got his base. But so interesting that he would cling to that base and play to that base rather than what prior presidents would do, which would be try to unite the rest of America. Although he has, I have to admit, he has united me with people like Jennifer Rubin,
yep.
Anna Navarro, Nicole Wallace. I wrote them down. Steve Schmidt,
yep.
David Jolly, Rick Wilson, Max Boot.
Right.
You know, I mean, people that before I would never have agreed with. So that's the thing, the reasonable Republicans. And by the way, your father would probably be considered a liberal Democrat if you were
and Goldwater
today.
Yeah, no, listen, Mark, I had to speak the words last week. You are right, Bill Kristol. I had to speak those words on this show.
I know.
And then my spleen exploded.
That's an oxymoron. Bill Kristol, you're right. So, but in that regard, you think, well, there is some hope because there are still reasonable Republicans that, you know, it's the Trump party now. It's not the Republican party. And boy, I have my fingers crossed. And we have some stars today between Stacey Adams and Andrew Gillum and Beto O'Rourke. These people are the real superstars of tomorrow.
And you have you had good points on Twitter. You said, don't just vote against Trump lackey Devin Nunes, whose priority is protecting his boss from the Russia investigation. Vote for first-time politician Andrew Janz, who actually deserves the job.
Yes.
You said, don't vote against Representative Chris Collins just because he's a Trump toady who's out on bail for insider trading and been declared a flight risk. Vote for Nate McMurray, who will protect Social Security, Medicare.
So that's my feeling is, you know, you always go for the optimistic candidate who offers a positive vision and not, I mean, the fact that they're using the scary brown people at our border, not even at our border, 1,000 miles away? I mean, it's just crazy.
Yep.
And we've had that before. They're not going to come. I was so proud of Shepard Smith, the Fox News anomaly, who said, you know, no one's coming to hurt you. There's no danger. I mean, how he survives at that.
A lot of old people going, huh?
But what about his fellow workers at Pravda? They must be shocked.
Can I just say I love how you Twitter troll the president? You said yesterday, I get some pretty intense hate tweets in response, but never block those who send them. Even the guy who wrote, it makes me happy that you're old and will die soon.
Yes. Well, that I had to admire that tweet because I thought it's so crafted to wound me deeply that I liked it just to bewilder him. Because, you know, why give them the satisfaction, like, oh, I nailed the guy. And then if you like it, it just scares them. I don't comment on it, but I will occasionally like a really well-crafted hate tweet.
It's like we've elected a Twitter troll. I mean, he's a Breitbart comment section. I mean, it's just, not... Yeah.
Again, I mean, his priorities, it's just bizarre. I mean, every time he lowers the bar and you think that's as low as it can get, he finds a new way to go even lower. So,
yeah. Okay. Hang on a second. Because I've said this. There's the hate and the incitement of violence and the trees and all that, Mark.
Right.
That's not important now. Just the stupid. I'm not sure how much we can endure. The peer on adulterated stupid anymore, right? This is what he said. Hang on a second. He disputed a recent federal government report finding that human activity is the cause of climate change, but also said he's not seen the report.
I'll tell you, here's a good little exercise for aspiring actors. Get a transcript of one of his interviews and then attempt to speak it out loud, because there's mangled syntax. There's, I mean, he speaks like a seventh grader. And, you know, he's so ahead of himself. There's incomplete sentences. I mean, he's going to say braggadocious, but he doesn't finish it out. And it's like a pinball machine. He just bounces from idea to idea. And one thing I find fascinating, and I think that's why mockery is so effective. Yeah. Michael Moore talked about that, is that his Achilles heel is that he has absolutely no sense of humor.
Yeah.
Now, I remember back in the 80s, I was doing a lot of theater, and I first became aware of him, in the press, because, you know, he had so many, John Bannon and all of his PR guys. I put John Bannon in quotation marks. But you've heard tapes of him posing as his own PR
John Barron.
It's so clearly him. And I found him highly amusing. I mean, what's not funny about a blowhard egomaniac with zero self-awareness? I mean, it's inherently funny. What ended it for me was 2011, when he went full birther. That really, I said, okay, that's a deal breaker right there.
Yep.
And for us, I mean, talking about young people, how could it be more important to have someone who believes in science guiding our policies? To see him reverse all of these clean air and clean water regulations, and I'm an old guy. I mean, I've been here.
And apparently are going to die soon, according to Twitter.
Of course, according to Twitter. But if you're in your 20s and you have the ability to vote, and you have your whole future ahead of you and your children's future ahead of you, you know, it couldn't be more important. Now, I don't know if I'm the best person to judge this, because I've always been this way. I mean, I've never not voted.
Right.
And I remember even back then, because the statistics for the millennials are horrible. I forget what it is. It's like 27%.
But not this time. This time, they really are. It looks to be that they're really turning out.
Are those numbers higher?
Great.
Because
listen, you cranky old bastard, just settle down. All right, listen. Before we go, I have to, because you've been talking about, I have to read what he actually said about the climate report.
Okay.
Maybe you can do a joke.
Sure.
I want everyone to report whatever they want, but ultimately, I'm the one that makes the final decision on whether there's climate change. Okay, I can give you reports where people very much dispute that. You know, you do have scientists that very much dispute it. He also made his prediction first outline last month that climate will just change back.
Uh-huh.
And that current warming will reverse. He did not provide any evidence for the claim. He said, is there climate change? Yeah. Will it go back like this? I mean, will it change back? Probably. That's what I think. Making a wave motion with his hand.
Yeah. Well, he used to tweet all the time when it would snow in New York. Hey, where are all those global warmers now? You know, because, again, he thinks that extreme weather has nothing to do with climate change. I mean, when they call it global warming, if it snowed outside, that was, you know, proof that the scientists were wrong.
Yeah.
Listen, exactly. That's always been, again, a deal breaker for me. If you're a science climate change denier, why discuss anything further? I can't.
Mark Hamill tweets, the most important election in our lifetime so far, just vote.
Yes.
Today. Do you have a final fear-mongering message from Trump as the Joker to try to, because that's their closing argument is, boo!
I ain't afraid of no moolah. Because even if he comes out with pictures of me with a gun in my hand having shot the Lindbergh baby, no one will believe them.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. We love you, Mark Hamill.
I love you all back. Keep fighting the good fight.
You too, honey.
All right.
You love you. There he goes. Yay. Come on. That was really fun. And I'm not as big a nerd as you guys.
That just still red. Travis is still bright red. Time.
Luke. Ooh, he was the droid we've been looking for. Get it?
Okay. Power Love?
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Back to the Future. Okay. Shh, everybody be cool. What's the matter with you? Good morning, Leah Thompson. How are you?
Good morning, Stephanie.
You look so pretty on the blue carpet at Sexy Liberal. Oh, my God.
You are so great in your blue dress.
Thank you.
Laying on the floor and all that.
Oh, my God.
You're so funny.
You're so funny. You're so pretty. Okay. Anyway, let's talk about... We've been saying this because it really is the perfect reference, right? It's like it is. Today is the day we punch Biff in the mouth and make him stop raping our girlfriend. Am I correct?
100%.
Right.
100%. Yeah. I am feeling excited.
Yeah.
You know.
And also distressed. It seems like.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so sad when you see the apathy and you know people saying it's not going to matter and like. Both sides are the same and all of that. And
And you played the girlfriend that was getting sexually assaulted. So you are America in this analogy today.
Yes, we need George McFly to punch Biff in the face.
That's right.
McFly stands for the voters. That's what we're going to do.
You tweeted that someone said, I wish we could turn the clock back 2 years with a Back to the Future. It really is. I mean, it is that kind of thing where you go like, what? Where is a flux capacitor or whatever the hell the name of that thing was when we need one, right? But we can't go back.
No.
We got to go forward.
No, we got to go forward. And, you know, I really appreciate you doing so much, you know, to raise awareness and you know, make people laugh through it. I mean, the comedians, I think, have been the heroes these last 2 years, you know?
Well, it is odd because we always say you have to laugh or you'd cry all day long. But it is amazing that we were saying that, you know, SNL, all of that stuff, I think it makes you feel not so powerless, right? When you can still laugh and you can still laugh at them.
Yes, yes, yes. And unfortunately, I think that's part of number 45's kind of appeal is that he actually kind of is funny just because he's insane, you know?
Right.
And so it's kind of like one type of insane comedian against our comedians who
are,
you know, using intellect. You know?
Well, you're speaking of doing a lot. You're out there. You tweeted, "Rock the vote, vote blue to save America." Katie Hill, you said not too late to go volunteer this last weekend. And I mean, we were talking earlier. We have great candidates out here, Leah. Katie Hill's one of them. Katie Porter. Harley Ruda, right? And the path leads right through California back to the House, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's all about, you know, the deep south of California to hopefully turn this Congress. And, you know, we always thought that it was, you know, Orange County was the bastion of, you know, deep conservatism, but there's a shot there. There's a real shot. I'm really hoping that decency can win there.
Yeah. I mean, it is odd, isn't it? Because we were so... you've seen the memes about me. This is me voting in 2016 and me voting in 2018.
I know. I was trying to put one up, but I couldn't find it.
It was like your character in Back to the Future.
It's
you really old. But
it's 2015.
In age makeup and me in not age makeup.
Yeah. They did Kate Winslet in Titanic, you know, the 84-year-old version is 2018. It does feel like 1,000 years and like we've all aged, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, what's really hard is I think that we're all on high alert, just like kind of survival alert.
Yeah.
You know, and I still miss the Barack Obama years where I felt like, oh, okay, I'm being taken care of by an adult and I can go about and do my business.
Yeah.
Now it's just like you're just in high alert. Like what crazy thing.
We are all drunken Lorraine McFly now.
Yes. It's only one way to survive it.
You and I, during happy hour, we were saying, you know, you're obviously straight and happily married, kids, all that. But I had a crush on you like everybody else. But I was saying we'd be terrible partners because you and I, just during the happy hour, got each other so whipped up. I thought we both were going to stroke out. Like that would have been us screaming at the TV until we both had aneurysms, right?
Yeah, but that's kind of fun. I mean... I don't know. Obviously, these are extreme circumstances. It's insane.
Yeah. But by the way, you made a good point. You've been here, so you know what a dog lover I am. You said, good old 45 is the first president in 180 years not to have a pet in the White House. Just saying. I really do think it is a weird... And beside the fact that he uses dogs as a pejorative constantly, even in ways that don't make any sense, because dogs don't have jobs. They can't get fired. It's just, you know... Dog, get fired like a dog. He's sweating like a dog. Dogs don't sweat. You know what I mean? All just the stupidly. I can't take it anymore.
I know. It's so heartbreaking. You know, and I remember I started my political career with McGovern embroidered up the side of my jeans. And
nerd.
Like, I think I was literally in fifth grade.
Wow.
And it was a heartbreaker. I mean, he literally lost the election by the biggest landslide of anyone, I believe. But
oh, maybe not anyone.
It was close.
The poster of my dad. But speaking of
my point is, we still have to keep get up and march, and I'm really proud of us for all taking these punches and continuing to fight the good fight. You know?
And you have, now it's generational. You have these gorgeous, kick-ass daughters. I love the film, The Year of Spectacular Men. It's on Hulu. With your daughters, and you directed it.
Yes, I directed it. My daughter, Madeline, wrote, starred, and scored it. And my other daughter, Zoe, produced it and starred in it. So it was a whole kind of, you know, family event. It was like therapy.
Yeah. And that's when I knew that for sure I was old, because people, what is the thing we were saying that people said, like, Zoe's mom is an actress too? I'm like, oh, that is my Leah Thompson. What do you mean Zoe's mom?
I burst with pride when that happens. It's awesome. And we're about to hike to our polling place all together with some friends that that have never voted.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so we're going to have, it's so L.A. We're going to exercise and we vote.
I know, me too. I'm going to hike to mine, too, so I can get my cardio in. Yeah. But, you know, it also is a good idea, not just because you get more people to the polls, Leah, but also just, you know, all of this, you know, the people get scared, there's voter intimidation. Go with people.
Right.
Go in numbers. Go in solidarity, right?
Right, absolutely, and especially with first-time voters who are, you know, intimidated by the process, it's important to go with them and discuss, you know, that's what we've been all discussing, what, you know, there's so many ballot measures in California and judges and things like that, and you really, it's great to have a group of people who can kind of talk about the issues and how they want to vote and get their ideas.
Oh, I just totally cheated off Jody's test because she's the smartest girl in class. I just totally cheated on the state measures. I just copied everything from her paper.
But that's okay. That's cool. If you trust her, and you know, I did that too. I took the LA Times. I took a couple of my, you know, people who are really, you know, really liberal and are watching, you know, that to make sure that that's all good. I took cheat sheets from a bunch of people.
And it's like a lot of homework in LA, isn't it? The voting, and plus we're all liberals, so it's stuff like, do you want everyone to have a pony that farts unicorn dust? And we're like, yes! And do you want Leah Thompson's taxes to pay for it? Yes! No, I didn't. I didn't put that.
But you know what? It's important that people still vote, even if they don't know what, you know, some of those measures, leave them blank. Vote for the things you know.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people just get overwhelmed by that.
Yeah.
And think they have to know the answers to everything.
Yeah, just vote blue no matter who.
Vote that, and then if you just don't feel informed, don't vote on the measures. You know, some people don't think their ballot will be taken if they don't fill it all out like a test, you know?
Isn't it a test. But isn't it amazing how it's so, like, central to the movie you happen to be in, the whole series, Back to the Future, that how many people refer to Trump as Biff. But, I mean, it really is that it feels like this is between, like, love and hate, between decency versus bullies, right? I mean, that seems like where we're at.
It 100% feels like it's just insane. Like, it's just, I just don't get how he's supposed to be the Christian candidate.
Right, yeah.
But then again, there were the Crusades, and there's been a billion people killed because, you know, religion.
Yep,
you know,
absolutely.
This is doing, like, you know.
That's right. No, but this is the day, Leah, we stand as one, and we say,
now, Beth, don't con me.
There you go. And get that ready for Leah Thompson. Yay. Leah, thank you so much for coming Saturday night to Sexy Liberal, and thank you for coming on this morning and just for being such an inspiration and being out there, an activist, right? I mean, on top of just being fabulous.
Well, we all do our best, and thank you for your amazing work and for making me laugh and for, you know, really getting out the vote. Thank you.
Aw, love you, Leah Thompson. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
There she goes, the fabulous Leah Thompson.
Your Spectacular Man on Hulu.
Hiking to go vote, like, as if her ass could be any more spectacular. 29 minutes after the hour.